2017. I also restored a passage about Hoff's near-fatal enema and abandonment of his children that my publisher and I cut from the original edition because we thought the material would detract from the inspiring message of cold exposure and breathwork. In hindsight, removing the passage was a mistake because it did not allow readers to evaluate Hoff's celebrity rise with all its messy nuance. To help readers explore this nuance further, I have also added an afterword where I bring you up to date on a different side of Wim Hof and the group that has grown up around him. I've left pretty much everything else the same, opting to preserve my sentiments at the time in amber so that readers can live the same exhilarating heights that I did while I was swept up in Hof's charismatic aura. There is really something magical and wonderful about Wim Hof's techniques that would be a shame to lose sight of. There are still important lessons we can learn from exposing ourselves to environmental and physical extremes, and even from Wim Hof himself. It's worth remembering that the brightest flames also cast the darkest shadows.
Foreword by Wim Hof. Nature gave us the ability to heal ourselves. Conscious breathing and environmental conditioning are two tools that everyone can use to control their immune system, better their moods, and increase their energy. I believe that anyone can tap into these unconscious processes and eventually learn to control their autonomic nervous system. It's a grand claim, and some people rightly read my conviction and enthusiasm with incredulity. Skepticism is good and allows the truth to come out, but I wasn't quite sure that I was ready for Scott Carney because he was the most skeptical of all. He came to Poland to prove to the world that I was a fake. I run a small training center in the cold Karkonosy Mountains where I teach people to use the snow and ice to break into their deepest physiology. Most everyone comes here motivated to learn, but Scott was different. He's an anthropologist and an investigative journalist who is in the habit of asking questions until he gets to the truth of things. The moment I met him at the airport terminal, I knew that this was not going to be an easy week. I first got to know his analytical mind over a game of chess. We stayed up late probing each other's defenses and staking our claims on the board, while also talking about what it means to learn to love the cold. He won the game. But he also made a pact with me to give the training a fair shot. The next day, he began to learn the techniques for himself. This is a man who had just come from Los Angeles, surf country, where the weather is almost always warm. But he would learn the breathing and lie almost naked in the snow with the rest of the group. I don't imagine that it was something that he ever actually wanted to do. Yet 2 days after we met, he stood barefoot in the snow, no doubt feeling the primordial powers within. The Western lifestyle makes it all too easy to take nature for granted. All mammals share the same underlying physiology, but somehow humans are so caught up thinking big thoughts with their big minds that they've come to believe that they're different from everything else around them. Sure, we can build skyscrapers, fly airplanes, and simply turn up the thermostat to combat the cold. But it turns out that the technologies that we believe are our greatest strengths are also our most tenacious crutches. The things we have made to keep us comfortable are making us weak. But it only takes a handful of days to begin kicking the dependence on comfort. Conscious breathing and mental focus can jumpstart a chemical change to alkalize the body, while immersion in cold water creates a mental and physical mirror for seeing ourselves in a state of fight or flight. Feeling that change is powerful. For the next few years, Scott and I kept in touch through email as I discovered new ways to make the method accessible to anyone. He got 6 pages in the July 2014 issue of Playboy magazine. And there I was, an almost naked man in the pages of Playboy, spreading the message that breathing exercises can activate the brainstem, where freeze, fight, flight, and fuck are the body's most basic instincts. Shortly after that, new studies began to appear in scientific journals containing